Thank you for listening to the Rural Opportunities Podcast. In this episode, Cindy Troutman, the Reeve of Camrose County, joins me to talk about the Rural Municipalities of Alberta, or the RMA. The RMA is an independent association comprising Alberta's 69 counties and municipal districts. Their mission is strengthening rural Alberta by supporting members through effective representation and valued services. Since 1909, RMA has helped rural municipalities achieve strong, effective local government.
Welcome, Cindy Troutman, to the Rural Opportunities Podcast. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Megan. It's my pleasure to be here today.
So we're going to talk about the Rural Municipalities of Alberta, or the RMA. But first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a Camrose County Councillor for Division 2, which is the areas of New Norway, Edberg, and Farintosh. And I first ran for Municipal Camrose County Council in 2017. And I came back in 2021 to be acclaimed, so I didn't have to run against anybody, which was great. It made my fall quite easy. And my husband, and actually for the last 3 years, I've been serving as the Camrose County Reeve, which is I'm elected by my peers as opposed to elected by the residents of the area. My husband, Pat, and I live along the Battle River Valley, and we have rebuilt our farmyard and house and everything in 1987 and have lived there since. We have two grown boys, Justin and Jordan, and one grandson, Gabriel.
Awesome.
And I have, I'm a farm girl through and through. I've always enjoyed the rural lifestyle and would not live anywhere else in the world or anywhere else in the province.
And so what does your duties as Reeve include?
Some would say managing council. And I wouldn't say that all the time at all. It is to be the leader of the Camrose County, the kind of the face of the spokesperson generally for most events. So I'll show up at the, you know, maybe a grand opening of a business or other events that we're asked to attend. As in, I have a tea next week with the Camrose Women's Shelter. So I'm looking forward to that.
So you're very busy.
Very busy. Yeah. And it's also very much a leadership role. So this year we have 5 new counselors, and so they have lots of questions and just to guide them a little bit, and of course chair the council meetings and, and that. So yeah,
awesome. That's very cool. So what is your favorite thing about being involved in municipal politics?
Well, our family's always enjoyed living in Camrose County, and I thought the county was doing a good job, and I want to be part of that decision-making process. Mm-hmm. I've always been one to be in volunteer positions. From the time I was about 12 years old, I was volunteering, and for me, this was the next step, and very glad I did it, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. And we love having you as Reeve.
Well, thank you.
So what is the RMA, and why is it important?
Well, the membership of the RMA is comprised of the rural counties and municipal districts. They advocate for the members for the Government of Canada and the Government of Alberta. One of the key roles for us that the RMA does is they gather the information from the government, from the members and other stakeholders. They analyze it, and then they prepare the information for the administrators and councils so that we can make decisions rather than being reactive, or more try to be proactive to the issues that are going on. RMA also has an insurance division and a trade division, and they both offer procurement vendors and pricing unique to the municipal members. So those cost savings are important to our residents and very helpful for sourcing.
So most everybody who's involved in RMA is a municipality.
Yes. And yeah. They'd all be counties and municipal districts. There's also the Alberta municipalities, and they are all the cities, villages, towns. That would be the comprising their memberships. So, you know, everything from the village of Edberg to the city of Camrose, city of Edmonton, and so on.
Oh, okay. Right. Interesting.
Two separate associations, but they're both associations are working for their members.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they, like the county would be kind of the conduit between people and the RMA.
Yeah. 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 The counties would be the, you're right, a conduit for both the RMA as well as to the Government of Alberta and in some instances, the Government of Canada. But
okay.
RMA is really the key person who they gather a lot of information, and quite often they'll be the first ones to hear about the information from the government of Alberta, maybe the whisperings that are going on between the ministers or right. staffing. And so they get it on that and have us as well prepared as they can be.
So it's valuable for Camrose County to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do a conference every year, and Camrose County attended that this year. So can you tell us a little bit about that conference?
Sure. They actually have two conferences a year. They have a fall one and a spring one. And they also have, there's also offerings for our public works department. And so they also attend the conferences. They've got, they're not involved in the sessions that the council is involved in, but they are have their own information and education events going on. Mm. So we've had a fall convention and a spring convention. So that's really where our councillors first got introduced to the RMA. Was they'd only been on council, I think they'd been to two meetings, pardon me, and then boom, they're at the Rural Municipalities of Alberta convention. So what else could I say about it? They have a lot of things going on and they're busy. They're working for us. And if we have questions, either our administration or myself will email them and they will get the answers for us if they can. And for one of the questions I asked the other day was, you know, how many women are on councils as compared to 2017? And that was one information they didn't have for me. So that's unusual because usually they have an answer right away. So,
right. Yeah. And there's a lot more women Reeves this year as well.
There is. Yeah. That was a comment that Paul, our administrator, made was at the fall or the spring convention, that he saw a lot more female counselors there than ever before. There's a change there, a look change. So yeah, that's great.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So at the conference, what are the counselors learning?
Well, there's sessions going on. For two of the days, there's three different offerings of we call them breakout sessions. So it'll be anything from how to run a meeting, or it will be about some of the issues. Emergency management is one of them that we'll quite often have. They're always looking for different ideas from us. I don't have any new ideas for them of what to do. So, but one of the big things about the convention too is it's a networking opportunity, and I've never appreciated as much as I did, of course, we did have the fall convention in person, but the spring convention was much more in person than what, and the network possibilities are huge. You get to talk with other counselors from other areas of the province to see what their issues are, and then kind of evaluate what's working for them and sharing what works for you. And maybe some of your bad experiences is, you know, trying to help each other grow as councils and to avoid the issues that come up. But a lot of us, you know, we do have the same issues. But networking, it's a valuable tool, exchanging information. It's also an opportunity to hear from the government of Alberta. So the premier always addresses the council during that time. And then ministers and their staff are also there. And they have what's called a bear pit session. So we can always ask questions of what's happening. And then sometimes we also have the opportunity to meet with them, either in a social atmosphere, or some of them have, we can set up meetings ahead of time if their schedule allows it. So, but definitely valuable information sessions that are good. And the networking is the two key things I think we come away from.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So for me as a regular citizen, should I be paying attention to what the RMA is up to and what information the counties are getting?
My answer is yes, yes, and yes. Yep. The RMA is, like I said before, it's usually the first to hear about upcoming issues with the government of Alberta, things that are coming down the pipeline that we as councillors and administration need to pay close attention to. And they really stay on top of these issues. And so they do have a lot of information, and they have actually on their website an advocacy, and they will, you know, say what some of the items we need to really pay close attention to. But we work together with them, and it's awesome.
Awesome. So what are the top issues that are coming out of RMA right now?
Hey, this is a longer answer. Got several things. So the government of Alberta is proposing a transition to an Alberta provincial police force mm-hmm. from the current use of the RCMP. Now, both the RMA and the Alberta municipalities, which again is representing the cities and villages, have both submitted reports to the Solicitor General and Justice Minister Tyler Shando that their members are opposed to the plan. Camrose County Council made a unanimous motion to not support the move to the APP, the Alberta Provincial Police as well back earlier this spring. That's a big concern for us and something, you know, we were all working hard to, there's more information needed before we, it's a big decision and we don't agree with the numbers that are there. So very concerned about that and we'll continue to work on that.
And for concerns, you mean financially?
Financially, yeah. We don't feel all the numbers are there and are correct. It's been proven before with other municipalities that have gone from the RCMP to their own police service that the cost escalated quite quickly. Mm. Plus, there's a component of 30% of the costs right now are incurred by the Government of Canada. And as soon as we would go away from the RCMP, we would be the Alberta provincial government would have to be paid the 100% of the cost.
Wow.
And there's only one taxpayer. That's me and you.
Yes.
And so somehow that's going to fall on us, whether it's through like Camrose County is already paying a percentage of our tax to the provincial, sorry, not to provincial police, but to pay for police funding costs. Mm. So there's just no guarantee that it's not going to be passed on to us. Government Alberta says, no, they won't pass it on. But again, if someone has to pay for it. So
right.
We're the only ones that pay taxes. So it'll come to us.
Mm-hmm. And that is just what they're proposing. Is it the same level of service that is currently being provided by RCMP or?
Well, they have a couple different models.
Mm.
I'll call it the A and B. And one of them is same level of service now where all officers are trained essentially the same. But then there's another one where there'd be some officers that are fully trained and then with full powers and then be another division that's maybe lesser power. So I don't know how that works. So, I mean, why would we trade one for the other? We have a very good working relationship with the RCMP in Camrose County and liaison with them continually. If we've got some issues, they come to our council three, four times a year as well. We have some informal coffee meetings with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got some issues, we pick up the phone and call them and they can help us. So I don't know if all municipalities have that same relationship, but we certainly do.
Right.
And it has improved mm-hmm. in the last, well, since I came on council, it has been steadily improving. So,
mm-hmm.
and we have actually gone through a transition here with having just the Camrose RCMP detachment doing Camrose County to where now it's amalgamated with the Wetaskiwin RCMP.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, we were skeptical at the first and we had some rough moments there in the first year, but worked it out and it's working out much better than originally planned. So it's worked and it's fine, but wouldn't want to have to do it all over again with Alberta Provincial Police.
So. Right.
Yeah.
So that's definitely an issue that people should be paying attention to.
Absolutely. The other one is, so in 2020, the assessment model review came up and Alberta rural municipalities and the residents made it clear that the proposals were unacceptable that were put forward to us. And so the government of Alberta promised to reevaluate, consult with all the stakeholders, including more RMA input.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that they are working on it in 2022. So the RMA and the municipalities we're keeping a really close eye on this because it is a big concern because it's a financial impact that will directly hit Camrose County as well as our ratepayers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a province-wide. It's not just one municipality. It's everybody. So another one is unpaid oil and gas taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continual problem for rural Alberta. And so the RMA has made some valid points and suggestions to the government of Alberta to find to help find a solution to this issue. And the oil and gas industry is a valued industry in Camrose County. And for the most part, we have really great companies in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But the previous downturn did see a few companies that went into receivership that had unpaid taxes in most of the RMA memberships. So when they went into receivership, that really was a blow. And Camrose County has a smaller number of those, but a couple of those were huge players in the industry. And so it did affect, you know, towards the millions of unpaid oil and gas taxes.
Wow.
And someone has to make up for that. And, and unfortunately, ones that are left are the residents or other industries. So another one is fiscal framework. It used to be called MSI funding. And that's, there's both operating and capital funds come from the Alberta government. And the basis for that was the Camrose County's, Camrose County would, you know, spend that money wisely. And we certainly have. They're changing the name now to fiscal framework. But they don't have the exact formula as to how that money is going to be divvied up at the moment. Before it was population based. And now they're looking at other alternatives to that. So there's some work to that, and we're definitely going to keep an eye on that one. So yeah, those are the big four.
Yeah, those are all pretty big issues. I think as a regular person out there, you don't realize how much the counties are fighting for you as a taxpayer, and that the RMA, I don't think most people know that the RMA exists. And so it's good to know that there's something out there that's advocating for people.
Absolutely. That's correct. And you know what, these are the hard times to deal with some of the stuff. In 2020, of course, I had only been reeve for a few months, and then we had COVID hit, and we, you know, went through the emergency management with that. And then just kind of got comfortable where we were. We were well prepared, and, you know, we're doing everything we could. And then this assessment model review hit, and then we were back, just feel like we were treading water, trying to get the attention of the government. However, it did, you know, it turned out okay that year. They kind of backed away and settled on a reduction in some oil and gas taxes. But yeah, we have to keep an eye on it, because we are concerned, and there does seem to be a lot of issues going on with the government. So we'll keep working at it. But that's why we're elected. That's our job.
Yeah.
So that you can stay at home and not have to worry about it.
For sure.
We're doing our best. But what is really gratifying is when that assessment model review came through last time, was that we did do some publicity things and on our Facebook page, and people answered the call. Our ratepayers came, and they, you know, they wrote and talked to their MLA and showed their unhappiness with it. And that, doing that throughout Alberta, turned it around.
Yes.
Had we not done that, if it was just the counties and municipal districts complaining about it, we might not have got the same response. But getting the ratepayers with us, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if somebody is concerned about, say, the police issue, what is the best way for them to voice their concerns? Do they do that to the county or to RMA directly?
Actually, the best ones is they can certainly get hold of your own Camrose County Councillor and let them know how you feel. We also have a letter available on our website that you can print off to send to your MLA. Mm-hmm. And that's the other one, that your MLA is your representative directly to the government of Alberta. So they need to know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're for it or against it. They need to know.
Right.
Yeah. As well as your counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feedback is important. And they're there to listen. Like you said, they're elected. And
And actually the RMA, again, you know, they already know that the municipalities are not in favor of this. So they are advocating that way already. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely the people that we elect are the ones that you need to get hold of. So.
Right.
Yep.
Awesome. What were your biggest takeaways from the RMA conference this year?
Well, one of them is we were so glad to get back together in person without masks. But the big one, I talked a little bit about it today with somebody else, and I said, you know, the one item it just gets hit back again every time is the fact that we all need to work together, that the many voices speaking as one can make change happen. And so we will continue to work to have information regarding the upcoming issues available to our residents. But really it is that those RMA memberships and those members of the Alberta municipalities, we, you know, each of those two groups, their memberships need to work together and not be working on just their little individual issues going on. These big issues, we all need to work together and pull the same direction. So again, that one voice is louder than than many little voices are just annoying.
Yeah, stronger together.
Stronger together, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that is some great information about the RMA. I wanted to ask you, what do you believe are Camrose County's greatest strengths as a rural community?
Well, I get that asked once in a while. And I, you know, the pat answer is the people. Mm-hmm. But further to that, Camrose County is an agricultural-based municipality. And the importance of agriculture has, you know, it's been truly highlighted during the pandemic of the last 2 years. The public has become more concerned and aware of the importance of secure food sources. And the local growers, they continue to do a fantastic job of offering variety, quality, quantity, and affordable products. And I think that is the strength of our county, is that, you know, we are a growing, you know, like we grow the resources. Our natural resources, as oil and gas or not, and we have, you know, we've got a lot of those, but it's not our total basis. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate that agriculture is the backbone of our community. And with the backbone of your community comes great things and mm-hmm. great residents. And I thoroughly enjoy talking to as many of them as I can. Never turn down the opportunity to visit with them. So, yeah.
Absolutely, I would agree. What do you believe is the importance of rural areas to urban areas?
Well, the rural areas need to continue to tell their story. Urban families are showing a lot of interest in learning about what we do in rural, and that connection between urban and rural families should be fostered. That connection has been lost over the last 40 some years with the migration to urban living. However, I think there's a bit of a turnaround there. And so I encourage people to invite your urban friends out for a day in the country. We've got a lot to offer. We've got rivers, lakes, playgrounds, camping, unique shops, restaurants that use local foods, a variety of farmers markets. And if you go on some farm tours, that's an excellent way. You know, help the urban people appreciate what we have here. And you're the best ones to answer the questions as opposed to them searching on the internet for it.
Right.
Like we talk about, you know, get them to come out and touch the soil, see what a garden actually grows like so they can build it. You know, there's no reason why they can't have a garden in the city. Mm-hmm. But just showing them what we do.
Yeah.
We're the best tellers of that story.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we need to keep sharing that.
Keep sharing. Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I just encourage people to really appreciate. And I think after the last 2 years, we can appreciate being together, whether it's in your community. And I really encourage people to really get back to help with their communities, to build that relationship back together, because, you know, we've had to kind of be each family on their own for the last couple of years. So we need to get that connection back. And we are the community. And it will be what we make of it. So we all work hard together and just enjoy each other's company and broadcast about what rural is, because it's a fabulous place to live.
Yes, absolutely. That's totally true. It is what we make it. So got to make it good. And I would encourage people to check out the RMA website to see what's going on there and to keep in touch with your counselors if you don't do that already. So thank you for joining us on the podcast. It was great talking to you, Cindy.
Well, thank you, Megan. You're actually one of the ones that makes life here great too. I really appreciate who you are and what you do.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.